Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. This morning, we're doing our community spotlight. Nita Wilkinson's in the studio with me today. She's got a ministry called Gifts with Grace. I can't wait to tell the listeners all about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have your hand in all kinds of ministry-related things. So one more thing.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what it is and why you started it.
Well, Gifts with Grace is a ministry that supports women who have faced trauma through mentoring, education, and creating. And it's just a way to reach out to women that feel like they have no voice, that they're not seen in the world. The way that it started, I went to a writing conference a couple of years ago, and there was at the writing conference, there was something there called Fashion and Compassion. And the pieces of jewelry were beautiful, but they were a sponsor of the writing conference. And during one of the breaks, they had a video of a woman who had been, she had been sexually abused, and she was a drug addict. And she had been a part of this program and graduated from it. And she was so on fire for Jesus because of this program.
Wow.
I swear to you, I could feel the Holy Spirit through the screen. She was loud and she was bold, and she said, "I didn't know about this Jesus. And when I met him, everybody needs to know about this Jesus." And she, I mean, literally will talk to people on the streets, and was just such a beautiful testimony. And I just immediately thought, oh, I want to do this. I want to help women. I want women who don't know Jesus to go out and be loud and bold for Jesus, because he's changed their life that much.
Yeah.
And so that's how it started. And I came back and told some friends, and they had the same kind of fire about it I did. And now we're aboard.
Yeah. And so it started as just needing to, you wanted to be able to share the gospel, but you're doing that in really creative ways. So tell us more about that.
Yes. It's a mentoring program. So, and one of the great things about Gifts with Grace is it's not recreating something. In fact, we are there kind of a liaison to help people find those supports that are already there. So they can come to us, and they meet with a mentor, and that together they'll make goals. And the mentor will support them by showing them the resources they need to be able to meet those goals. So that's the mentor piece. The educating piece is Bible study, of course, but it's also financial, helping them financially. It might be learning how to grocery shop on a budget.
When you say helping them financially, to get their own finances?
Yes, like financial peace.
Okay,
gotcha. We actually have people within the organization that are willing to volunteer that have that skill. They are certified in financial peace, so they'll be sharing that. You know, learning how to grocery shop, maybe learning how to do taxes. Maybe they've never done that. Finding a job, writing a resume, practicing your interview skills, all kinds of things like that, so that women feel prepared to go out into the world. And then the creating piece is, and that's where Gifts with Grace, that's where the name comes from. Right now, the gifts are jewelry, and they will come to Union Station is where we're housed, and come to Union Station, have their Bible study, and then they'll have a time of making jewelry, because those are the gifts we're making right now. And so just imagine a woman who has been trampled down and doesn't feel good about herself and doesn't even feel like she's seen in this world, sitting around a table with women who love Jesus and are telling her that Jesus loves her as she makes something beautiful, and at the end of the time can look at that and say, I made that. And now they're going to sell it to help this ministry.
Wow.
I did something purposeful in the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
so those are the three main components of Gifts with Grace.
All right. Well, and I know that you have a website, giftwithgrace.org.
Yes.
Giftwithgrace.org, and also on Facebook, Gift with Grace.
Yes.
Gifts. It has an S on it. Gifts,
yes,
with,
Gifts
Grace.
With Grace.
And we're going to come back in just a few minutes and let people know how they can actually get involved.
Great.
This morning, we are doing our community spotlight, and I'm talking with Nita Wilkinson. She is with Gifts with Grace, which is a brand new ministry in our area. Hello again.
Hello again.
So we talked a little bit earlier about how there's these different components. You said mentoring,
education, and creating.
And creating. So they get to actually create things. You know, I've seen something like this in the past, and it's very interesting. You might think it's just like a craft.
Uh-huh.
But what it does to the person who actually creates it.
Yes.
And they look at it and say, that's beautiful. And I did that.
Absolutely.
And then that opens up the doors to being able to minister to that person.
It does. And we're hoping that if this is something that some of these women like, that they will be designing pieces someday, you know, not just putting together something that our design team put together, but that they will have designs.
Nice.
And then they can even feel better about it. And something that I didn't mention about the creating pieces, they will earn a stipend for that so that they understand that we value their time.
Yes.
And they are doing something that is valuable to our ministry. And so we want to show them that they are valuable. It's not a lot of money, but just enough that they know that this is important.
Yeah. And tell me, I know we didn't get into it too much, but how can the rest of us get involved in what you're doing? How can we be part of changing lives?
There are all kinds of ways. We have a design team, and if you are interested in something like that, that is available to be a part of.
Meaning designing the jewelry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes,
that's not me. That's cool.
But we have a great team, they do just a beautiful job. You check out the website. You can see some of the things they've designed. We also need volunteers to mentor. We have some mentors, but we are looking for more people to teach Bible studies.
Are there qualifications for any of these? Do they go through a training?
Yes. The mentors will go through a training. We think it's important that they understand. We do a little bit of training, and part of it comes from the Bridges Out of Poverty, because for many of us, these women come from a different world than we're used to. And so we want to make sure that they understand that world before they're mentoring. But it's a half a day orientation that they go to. We are not counselors, so you don't need a counseling degree. But we may help them find a counselor if that's something that they need. So there's that. Teaching Bible study. If you don't want to design jewelry, but you just want to sit with the women and love on them and let them know that Jesus loves them while they make jewelry, we need people for that as well. So there's all kinds of volunteer opportunities, as well as donations. We're always taking those too.
What kind of donations do you need?
Money.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah.
Because you buy the supplies, correct?
We buy the supplies. We also, the women are all gifted a Bible when they become a part of that. And we were very particular about the Bible, and we didn't just pick, you know, a cheap one. We want them to have one that can grow with them. So they get a Bible and a notebook and all those things that they can have as they're going along. The Bible studies are about a half an hour, so you don't have to have a theologian degree to do that. It's just, these are women that probably don't know anything about Jesus, so just teaching them the Bible, however that looks. And we haven't picked a Bible study yet. We may do that. We may let the women choose what they're going to do. But we have a big meeting on Sunday where we will be making those decisions.
So we could contact you, or we can go through the website to volunteer and have that discussion and find out exactly how we could fit in and use our gifts to help others making gifts.
Absolutely. And we'd love, and prayer. You know, if you don't feel like you can come out and be a part of that, we are looking for people to pray for us. This ministry has been so blessed by God. Every step of the way, He has been ahead of us and doing what needs to be done, and things we didn't even think of, He has opened those doors for us. But we could still use prayers, prayers for the mentors and prayers for the women whose names we don't know yet, but they will be coming soon.
All right. So giftswithgrace.org.
Yes. And if you want to contact me, Nita at Gifts with Grace.
Nita at Gifts with Grace. That's N-I-T-A.
Yes.
So that people know.
Yeah. Nita at giftswithgrace.org.
And also a Facebook page so people can contact you through Facebook.
They can do that as well. And, you know, any of those ways they can get a hold of us.
Well, I think it's a fantastic ministry. I hope that at least people would call and get some answers, you know, ask the questions they need to ask and pray about it, and definitely get involved, because there's a lot of hurting women out there.
There are.
And we want to be able to speak life into people.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially when we know that they need to hear it.
Yes. And I can't wait to see the first woman who's out there bold and loud for Jesus because she met him through Gifts with Grace.
Oh, well, amen to that.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, Nita, thanks for coming in today and telling us about Gifts with Grace. Don't forget, friends, giftswithgrace.org. Go over there and check it out, and you can see some of the jewelry there that they're making. The volunteer form is there. Or on Facebook, definitely follow along because events are going to start. And that's on Facebook at Gifts with Grace. Nita, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're community supported Shine FM.